Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you're having a great start to your Friday. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, and the podcast to be named later, all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersb, and across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button. You'll get the latest content when it's available. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from spring training. So Thursday was a very busy day for the Braves, but it was because of a lot of positive developments that are so much fun to talk about. That's what's really defined this spring training. Again, knock on wood wherever you are, but that's what has defined this spring training so far for the Braves. Good health, good production where it matters most, and that continued on Thursday. Of course, the big news happened early on when the lineup card dropped for Thursday. Ronald Acuña Jr. was back in his familiar leadoff spot. The first time in a few weeks that he was back on the diamond. Of course, you know, last time he slightly injured his knee, had a bit of irritation when it came to the meniscus. There was an initial scare. It could have been something significant, but thankfully decided that was not the case. It was revealed that it was just minor irritation. So over the past few weeks, Ronald Acuña Jr. has worked his way back. He's been able to show that he's 100%, but main thing above all is that he's also shown, and it leads to the point to where it seems that the Braves are convinced that there doesn't seem to really be any risk that there will be some type of injury that will reemerge with the knee. And so for that reason, Ronald Acuña Jr. was back in the lineup. And again, though there wasn't anything productive really on the diamond that occurred, just him being back in the lineup is a full indication he should be ready for opening day. Of course, if you want to talk about someone else that's ready, that is Chris Sale. His fourth start of the spring, 3 1/3 innings pitch, 74 pitches, gave up a few runs, gave up a few hits, struggled with his control at time. But the big thing is 6 strikeouts and 3 1/3 innings. If Chris Sale is striking out the opposition at an above average rate, that typically correlates with him being a very effective pitcher. That's what you saw when he finally returned to health over his last 15 starts of last year. And if that's the type of Chris Sale the Braves can get, that's someone that's going to consistently put them in a position to win, and that's exactly what they want out of Chris Sale. So again, it's not all about wins and losses in spring training, process over results. So it was number one, good to see Ronald Acuña Jr. just play on the diamond. Number two, it was good to see Chris Sale have another solid start. But the big news for the Braves on Thursday was the fact that fan favorite, franchise favorite, and familiar face Adam Duvall, veteran outfielder Adam Duvall, was re-signed. I won't say re-signed because he was in Boston last year. The Braves signed Adam Duvall to a one-year, $3 million deal to come play for the Braves for what will likely be his sixth season in Atlanta. And it's been a crazy, you know, time for Adam Duvall when it comes to a Braves uniform. This is actually going to be the third different time that the Braves have acquired him. The first time that they've actually signed him to a contract, well, at least signed him to a contract when he had previously been with another team. If you go back to 2018 at the trade deadline, Adam Duvall was one of the, you know, first notable position players that Alex Anthopoulos acquired. And Duvall struggled in the second half of 2018 to the point to where it was questioned whether or not, you know, he would, you know, be non-tendered or whether the Braves would tender him a contract. Well, eventually they did. And then Adam Duvall was with the Braves in 2019. He really started taking off at the plate in 2020. Had a big year in 2021, first with the Marlins. But then the Braves acquired him at the trade deadline that year. And he wound up being our main center fielder in our run to a World Series title. Was back with Atlanta in 2022, with Boston in 2023. But now as a free agent, was signed to be with the Braves once again in 2024. before. And so his signing, for many different reasons, is significant, and it's awesome. First, it starts with Adam Duvall himself. He's still a very productive player, but the person is even better. Again, a franchise favorite, a favorite of the franchise, a favorite of the fan base, a leader in the locker room, someone that, you know, there's just consistently been nothing but positive opinion of. It's great to have him back in terms of the person that he is. And one thing that sticks out is, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, one underrated source of success for this Braves team throughout this recent run, you know, of division titles and, you know, the World Series, is the fact that they consistently are able to get guys from other team to the, and then they'll bring these guys to Atlanta, and these hitters will have better success in Atlanta than they had in their previous stops. Well, Adam Duvall is one of the best examples of that. As a matter of fact, there may not be a hitter who's gone through that process once they have arrived in Atlanta who's benefited from it or provided more value to the Braves because of it. So Adam Duvall has truly been a success story due to his time in Atlanta, and it's wonderful to have him back. But this isn't the other thing that stands out is that this isn't just some, you know, signing for nostalgia or a signing, you know, to make the fan base happy. This is a legitimate move by the Braves to bring in a productive hitter who can still help out, still add significant value in multiple ways. And the reason that I say that is because when you look at Adam Duvall's production over the past several years, since 2019, which would mean over the past 5 years, of any major league player who has 1,500 or more plate appearances, Adam Duvall is ninth in ISO production. The only hitter over the past 5 years in the Braves order who has a higher ISO than Adam Duvall would be Matt Olson. And now you're thinking, with Adam Duvall being 35, well, you know, a lot of that good production power-wise was probably more in 2020 and in 2021, and that is true. But last year, Adam Duvall, actually, of all players who had 300 and more or more plate appearances, he was 10th in ISO. So the point that I'm getting at is that, yes, Adam Duvall has had a bit of injury concern over the past few years. He can go through extreme cold and hot spells. But at the end of the day, he remains an above average power bat. There is plenty of power that remains in Adam Duvall's bat. And just last year, over an 830 OPS, over a 530 slugging percentage, he remains one of the more powerful outfielders in the game. And that's a great addition to a Braves lineup that already is the most powerful in the game itself. And of course, when it comes to Adam Duvall's defense, you've got, you know, a former Gold Glove winner who does have the ability himself to be able to play all three outfield positions. Probably more needs to be in a corner outfield position, and that's why he's going to focus on left field. But at the end of the day, the point is, whether it's defense, whether it's offense, you still have a very productive player in Adam Duvall, and at the price tag the Braves were able to add him, he easily will be a good value. And then finally,
support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
when it comes to Adam the Ball. It's how he's going to be utilized. And Mark Bowman of MLB.com mentioned that the plan for Adam the Ball is to platoon with newly acquired Jared Kelenic out in left field. Now, that's what Mark Bowman said the plan was. But Alex Anthopoulos also came out on Thursday and mentioned that the addition of Adam Duvall didn't have anything to do with Jared Kelenic. It was simply the Braves at a price that made sense. It was them adding an option to the organization that not only makes them better for a variety of different ways, but mainly it provides them depth, versatile depth in multiple ways. Now, the first reason that people think about the depth Adam Duvall can provide is because what could he potentially do out in left field if Jared Kelenic continues to struggle? Jared Kelenic, you know, he's only got 3 hits and 30 plus at bats this spring, 9 strikeouts, so he's striking out a third of the time. He has hit several balls, you know, pretty hard, but they mostly been into the ground. He has shown some good defensive chops out in left field. But the key for this is simply the fact, me and Stephen Tolbert talked about it last week. It could take time for Jared Kelenic to really get going. You know, even though the Braves have had plenty of success helping hitters from other organizations come to Atlanta and be productive, it could take time for Jared Kelenic to really get going. And so if that's the case, it seems the Braves are definitely going to stick with Kelenic in left field. They're going to continue to give him the lion's share, but they're also going to kind of continue to ease him into truly being that everyday left fielder. And as a result, you're going to see Adam Duvall step up and be that platoon partner. But that doesn't seem to be the only reason why Adam Duvall was brought back to the Braves organization. And I think this is what Alex Anthopoulos was alluding to. Adam Duvall was not brought in to be simply a platoon partner for Jared Kelenic. The Braves already had that type of option with Jordan Luplow, who we'll get to in just a moment. The Braves already had that kind of option if they wanted to go with it in camp. The reason why the Braves, more than anything, went out to get Adam Duvall is because with the injury scare that had happened with Ronald Acuna Jr., this Braves team truly needed to add another outfielder that they could trust in any of the 3 outfield positions. They could trust to, if that outfielder needed to, you know, get in the lineup for an extended period of time due to struggles at the plate for Kelenic or an injury to Ronald Acuna Jr. or Michael Harris, Adam Duvall's reliability and the familiarity the Braves have with that reliability, that outweighed anything else anybody was doing in spring training. And the fact that the Braves were able to get that at $3 million, that's why they went out and got Adam Duvall more than anything. Sure, him being a platoon partner with Jared Kelenic, that's what will be talked about. But now with Adam Duvall, you have the ability to insert him into any of the 3 outfield spots if someone were to be injured. You also could put him at DH, and he could be productive if Marcelo Zuna went through a bit of a cold streak. And think about it this way. We talk about the Braves making moves consistently that will pay off in the playoffs. If Jared Kelenic is starting to get right-handed pitching and Sean Murphy is catching, I find it hard to believe there are many other teams who would have a better go-to combination off the bench in late-game situations for hitters than Adam Duvall and Travis d'Arnaud with their postseason success in the past. Those are 2 excellent options for the Braves to have on their bench. So Adam Duvall being a platoon partner for Jared Kelenic, that's one reason he was added. Him being a great option off the bench is another. Him being depth that can, you know, really hit anywhere in the lineup and can play any of the outfield positions plus DH, that's the third thing. And also with his defense, he's someone you could rely on to play for an extended period of time if need be in the outfield. So in a singular source, to have that much, you know, versatile depth, that's the main reason why the Braves went out and got him, and that's why he certainly is a welcome addition. Now, it's definitely going to be interesting to see kind of how the platoon with Jared Kelenic and Adam Duvall is going to work, because if you look over the past 3 years, Adam Duvall, you know, when he had success in 2021, struggled in 2022, but then last year had a lot of good success. When he was really good at the plate in 2021 and 2023, it was because he was more productive against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. Now, he's had plenty of success against left-handed pitching in the past, but it's just going to be interesting to see how that platoon dynamic will work. But at the end of the day, the big thing is this. The Braves have a familiar face that they know can step up in a variety of different ways and deliver, and that's a great addition that makes the overall position player group even better moving forward. So it was no-brainer for the Braves to go out and get it done, and it just so happens that with Adam Duvall, you're getting a great person as well. So it's a win-win in many different ways for the Braves, and certainly want to welcome Adam Duvall back to Atlanta. Of course, with the fact that Adam Duvall was added back on Thursday evening, a subsequent move occurred in which Jordan Luplow was actually granted his release to be able to go find an opportunity with another team to try to make their roster before opening day. The crazy thing for Jordan Luplow is that this is actually the second spring in which he's come on with the Braves. As a matter of fact, he was on a major league contract last year. This is the second straight spring in which Jordan Luplow has been in spring training for the Braves and, again, performing pretty well. A 985 OPS in spring is nothing to sneeze at. But with Adam Duvall signed, the writing was on the wall that Jordan Luplow just did not have an opportunity with Atlanta, so it was good by the Braves to allow for him to pursue other opportunities elsewhere. So Ronald Acuña Jr. being healthy, Chris Sale being back on the mound doing excellent things like he's done all spring, and Adam Duvall being back in the fold, we'll hopefully see him at some point in spring training. That provides a lot of great depth to the Braves position player core, and it's another familiar face that they know could offer big time plenty of success. He's offered a lot of success in big moments in the past. Hopefully, he'll get more opportunities in the future. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Make sure you check out all the great content at BatteryPower.com, at BatteryPowerSBN across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll get the latest content when it's available. Until next time, go Braves. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily News.